Good morning. You're listening to Morning Ireland with Mary Wilson and Áine Lawler. At a minute past eight, let's get the news headlines. The news bulletin, from Vivian Traynor.
The National Public Health Emergency Team is expected to issue an update on the use of AstraZeneca vaccine today, following meetings with the National Immunisation Advisory Committee and the Health Products Regulatory Authority later this morning. An investigation by the European Medicines Agency concluded yesterday that the vaccine is not associated with an increase in the overall risk of blood clots, but may be associated with very rare clots. The EMA said the benefits of the vaccine continue to outweigh the risk of side effects, but that product information for the vaccine should be updated to include more information on these risks. Our environment and science correspondent George Lee.
The HSE has about 50,000 doses of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine in its cold storage facility, ready to go. In addition, it is expecting a delivery of another 9,600 doses from the company before the end of this weekend. There are also stocks of the vaccine in fridges at certain locations, including Beaumont Hospital, where one infectious disease consultant said yesterday that vaccinations with AstraZeneca could be turned on within hours for in-house patients and other vulnerable people. All that is required is the green light from the Minister for Health to the HSE to restart the rollout after the completion of the EMA safety review yesterday. Before that can happen, however, NEFID, the National Immunisation Committee and the Health Products Regulatory Authority have to agree a position, issue an update and advise the Minister. It is expected that that will happen today. The HSE said it will respond quickly to whatever decision is made, but that it could take a few days to get the specific vaccination programmes that were paused last weekend back up and running.
While countries including Italy, France, Germany and Spain are resuming use of the AstraZeneca vaccine, Norway, along with Sweden and Denmark, is reviewing the EMA verdict that the vaccine's benefits outweigh the risks. The Norwegian Medicines Agency said it will take a longer pause before deciding whether or not to resume. Its medical director, Dr. Steinar Madsen, told RTE's Primetime last night that the country's main concern was that the adverse reactions occurred in those under the age of 55, and experts said they had not seen anything like it before.
The problem is that the people who were affected by these reactions were young people, and they have a very small chance of getting severe COVID disease. So that's one problem. We have vaccinated only 120,000 people with this vaccine and six cases. That's one in 20,000 with a very severe and life-threatening reaction. So it's been a problem, that's for sure.
The British government intends to take on new powers that would allow it to compel the Stormont executive to provide abortion services in Northern Ireland. The DUP and the Ulster Unionist Party are likely to challenge the move. From Belfast, our Northern editor Tommy Gorman.
There's an inevitability about this row. When Stormont was closed, the British government introduced legislation in Westminster that would allow for the provision of abortion services in Northern Ireland. Even though power sharing was restored a year ago, the Stormont Health Minister, Robin Swan, has not put services commissioning structures in place. His view is the issue is a matter for the full executive, not just his department. It would seem the British government is no longer prepared to tolerate the stalemate. Regulations are expected to be brought to Westminster next week that would allow the Northern Ireland Secretary to intervene. The DUP and perhaps the Ulster Unionist Party may seek a judicial review. They may query the right of the British government to bypass the devolved government structure. Sinn Féin is pushing the health minister to establish the services in the different health trusts. Tommy Gorman, RTE News, Belfast.
China and the United States have clashed over policy at the first high-level meeting of officials since President Biden took office. At the opening of the talks in Alaska, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said China's policies towards Hong Kong, Taiwan and the Uyghur Muslims, along with its cyber activity and economic coercion, threaten the system of rules that maintain global stability. Mr. Blinken said the U.S. would not shy away from contentious issues. China's top diplomat, Yang Jiechia, said Beijing followed United Nations rules. He called on the U.S. to stop advancing its own version of democracy, especially when dealing with internal social turmoil and race issues. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 Weather with Centra. We're working hard to provide a safe environment so you can shop safely in your local Centra.
Mostly dry and rather cloudy today. There will be some sunny spells, especially in Munster, South Leinster and along the east coast. There may be a few spots of drizzle near northwestern coasts and hills. Highest temperatures 9 to 13 degrees.